It's 8:22.
We're talking a lot this morning about rising gas prices, and so are the Republican presidential candidates. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich has repeatedly spoken of getting gas down to $2.50 a gallon in a Gingrich administration. And former Senator Rick Santorum is putting the blame on President Obama for failing to drill aggressively for more oil.
It's just this little engine that could is trying to move, but Barack Obama's got huge anchors sitting on top of it and not letting it move very fast. And a little headwind will slow it down a lot.
Well, the remaining Republican candidates are getting ready to clash again in another debate tomorrow night, moderated by John King, CNN's chief national correspondent and the host of John King USA. John is joining us live from Arizona this morning. What time is it there?
Good morning. We're 2 hours behind you here. Usually 3 hours, but Arizona has, it's funny, it's the daylight savings rule, so I'm 2 hours behind you. So it's 6 o'clock, a little after six in the morning. We're waiting for the sun to come up here, gentlemen.
Let me ask you whether you're going to take a stab at this issue out in Arizona where you are right now, involving the sheriff out there who is under fire. Some say that he has been inaccurate in the way he's described some things. Either way, he is being charged here with misconduct. A Mexican immigrant with whom he had a relationship is making the charge. There are pictures involved here as well, and also the issue of his now admitting that he is gay, and it just puts Romney on the defensive in a state where he is looking for as much support as he can get, because Romney had this guy as one of the people involved with his campaign.
Yes, Sheriff Paul Babbio is his name for folks who don't know it. And, you know, he's one of these guys, if you don't know the name, if you watch television, you watch John McCain ads, he's one of these tough border security guys here, conservative law and order guys, who now has a very embarrassing personal scandal on his hands. He was interviewed by Wolf Blitzer yesterday here in Mesa, and I talked to the sheriff briefly after that interview. That's one of the things that's on our list. Is that a presidential debate question? He was the co-chair of Romney's campaign. Romney has nothing to do with any of this business, but does it impact the campaign out here? Is that a debate question? That's one of the things we'll talk about. I will tell you, it is one of the – there are a lot of these things. There are the debates between the candidates. You just mentioned gas prices is one of them that have added to the volatility of this race. And it seems like every state you go through, there's also some little local story that's also ginning up and changing the dynamics in the state. And it's no different in Arizona. That one there is dominating the conversations here because Sheriff Babbio and Sheriff Joe Arpaio are two, very well known in the state, conservative, controversial sheriffs. And many people would recognize them if they saw them nationally as well.
Has Romney had to change his strategy at all, given the strong performance by Rick Santorum?
Well, he's had to change it in Michigan. He's trying to hold the store down in Michigan. We're going to have some new polling in Arizona today, this afternoon, so we'll see what the state of the race is here. Most people think it's a slight Romney lead right now, and I'm not sneaking anything out there. I haven't seen the numbers yet. Yes, he's had to change his strategy into he was the front runner not that long ago, or even though we've had the roller coaster, we've always assumed he was the front runner. I don't think he can assume that anymore. Santorum has the momentum right now. Romney's back on his heels. He still has more money, and he still has the letterhead. You know, if you go through, it's a deeper organization than the most endorsements. But winning is how you become a front runner. And so he needs to get back on the winning track by winning Michigan and Arizona and then somehow finding a way to solidify things on Super Tuesday. But, gentlemen, we do this every week, and every week the conversation is different. And so who knows?
Yeah. Well, it's going to make for a good debate. We'll look forward to that from you coming up tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow night, gentlemen, Wednesday night, 8 to 10 in the East.
Good deal. John King, CNN's chief national correspondent and host of John King USA.